Hello, hello. How is everyone? Good evening. Welcome again to weekly training. I'm actually going to try this one again because we had a massive system failure when we were talking about USPs. So I want you to bring that back out again. So today we are all talking about USPs. What's your unique selling point? What is that one thing that makes you stand out and make you different? And it's one of these things that I love talking about because it took me so long as a handmaker, as a crafter, to realize that I was the USP. So let's get that bit out of the way. And first of all, yes, you are your USP in your business. And that is a brilliant thing to have. That is a brilliant thing to be. You are your USP. But we all know we need some more in marketing, and we need a little bit extra to be able to go out there and tell people. Also, we really hate standing there at craft fairs and artisan fairs and going, well, I'm the USP. I'm the greatest thing that happened to this product. I'm amazing. Because it just feels really icky. So we have to look at a strategy for USPs. We have to look at a strategy for, what we're going to sell our products as, how we're going to sell our products. So this is something we're going to go over today. Just a few tips, a few guides, and a little bit of homework, because I do like giving out homework, for you guys to go through and learn about your business and learn about how to market your products successfully, whether that be online, in person, in a document, on your marketing, however it is. So I do have my cup of coffee at the ready. Hopefully you've got your tea, coffee, water, juice, glass of wine, whatever it is that you want to drink. I will settle in and we will go through this. Okay. So first things first, I'm going to hit you with something really hard first. And I want to say it's the days of craft fairs where cutesy little things sell well are gone. We all used to have those craft fairs, and there still are so many of them, especially like PTA fairs and things like that, where you've got grandma's knitting, a little bit of decoupage, and you've got all these sort of random array of stalls, and you've got these people that have made maybe seven or eight different styles of products, all on one stall. And they are, trying to sell just everything, just whatever it is that they've made that week. One of my grandparents used to love making jewelry and cards and decoupage and everything else. And she used to go down to the local village hall a couple of times a year and then literally clear out her cupboards because she'd crafted too much. And with the money she'd earned from that, she'd go off and start crafting again. And that is a brilliant hobby to have. And if you're not looking at making a business, if you're not looking at making money and making something big, and you're not looking at growth, and you're not looking at all of those things, it works. It's absolutely perfect. And if you're looking at just pin money, or you're looking at something just to keep you occupied or whatever, that works and it's fine. But if you're looking at actually running a retail business, if you're looking at selling your wares, you're looking at doing artisan fairs, you're looking at doing exhibitions, you're looking at, maybe one day even owning a stall. Owning a shop, sorry. If these are the things that you want, then you have to start thinking that a little bit bigger. And small craft fairs and an array of handmade goods don't work anymore. People want more. They expect more. They expect some quality. So looking at your USP and looking at that unique selling point, what is it that makes you unique? What is it that makes your products unique? These are the things that you have to sit down and look through. Now, I've spoken a couple of times, and I'll do another lesson on it in a couple of weeks, about actually planning the vision for your business. So it's looking at where you want to be, looking at those goals, looking at those bigger goals. I'll bring out all the buzzwords. We'll look at vision boards. We'll look at goal setting. We'll look at manifesting. We'll look at all of that stuff. But it's really important to have a destination, an idea of where you're going. I always say when it comes to business, if you are sat in the car and you know you're driving to the other side of the country and you haven't inputted an address into that, you kind of know which way you're going, but you're just going to give it a random place. So you're just going to say, do you know what? I'm going to Leeds. Yeah, but where in Leeds? Oh, I'm just going to drive in that direction. Okay, but which roads are you going to take? Oh, if I just go north, then I'll probably hit Leeds at some point. Well, there's a lot of cities north. And this is what happens when you don't have an idea of where your business is going or what the vision for your business is. So having a vision for the business really helps when you're putting together your unique selling point and looking at what makes your product stand out. Now, most of us aren't inventing stuff. You know, we are recreating something that's already been made. We're not making something revolutionary. What we are, like I did it, I made handmade candles. And everyone was making handmade candles. Everyone made wax melts. Especially when it came to lockdown, there were so many people that were making candles and wax melts at home that the competition was so hard. Like there was so many people and there was new pages popping up every day. And there was friends of mine saying, oh, my friend's making wax melts. I'm like, ah. And the competition was so hard. And having to fight through that competition was something that it took me a while to figure out how I was going to do it, what I was going to do. And having a vision for my business and where I wanted it to go really, really helped with that. Because I knew what I wanted it to be, what I wanted it to look like, how I wanted to progress. So look at what you want to do. If you want to have a shop one day, what's your shop going to look like? Envision that shop. What's it going to look like? Imagine walking through the door. When you walk through the door, how do you want your customers to feel? Just imagine that feeling. When they walk through the door, how are they going to feel? What are they going to think about your business? If you want to be mainly online, what do you want people to say about you when they're not in front of your website? What are those words that you want to come out about your business and what it is that you're doing? One of the things I wanted, and I knew I always wanted, was for people to say they are my products, my candles, were affordable. They were good for the environment. They were a cheeky purchase, but a nice thing to have. You know, they weren't too expensive, but it was a lovely treat. And clean air, no toxins. So it was something that they didn't feel bad about lighting at home with their kids and their pets. So that feeling of that comfort, that cuddle, I don't know if you've noticed, I love a cuddly jumper. I love a blanket. So for me, it was like, right, okay, I want my customers to feel that. I want to have that feeling when they've cleaned the house and they light the candle as a signifier to that room is cleaned, as a sign to everyone, like, if you mess up this room, you die. You know, it's all those things. And when I actually got down to how I wanted it to feel, I knew my USA was being a family business that offered sophisticated products at an affordable price. And that was something, it took me a little while. It took me a lot of messing about and, you know, thinking about this and what about that. And it took me driving my husband absolutely insane. Well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So having the eco-friendly side of it, even to the point that my tissue paper was printed with vegan ink. So I was looking for companies that were sustainable for my packaging. I was looking at companies that actually had, you know, good ratings when it comes to eco ratings. Even to the point I was looking at B Corp companies to supply my products. I was talking to other B Corp companies about, you know, how do you get that B Corp? How did you get the registration with B Corp? How do you do these things? How do you get there? What are the things that I need to start looking at now to possibly get B Corp later on? You know, so it was all those different aspects that all came together. So when you're looking at your product, you know, we are going to keep it simple. It's not an easy task, but it is a simple task. Okay, but your USP can be centered around your values, your beliefs, what you stand for. for me, it was about the fact I genuinely think like the Scandinavian way of living, that huggy sort of style Scandinavian living is really important to young families and for mental development and for emotional development. So I incorporate a lot of their styles into my home anyway, a lot of the way that they work into my home anyway. So for me to look at something that had that cuddly feeling, that had that warm, homely feeling, was just a natural progression. So look at your values, look at your beliefs, and look at what you want to put out into the world, how you want people to see you, and in turn, how you want people to see your product, because it's one in the same. I stood by my product 100%, and I can make a lot of things. I can craft a lot of things. In my time, I've had a handmade jewelry company, which I absolutely adored. I still have jewelry that I'm still wearing from when I used to make jewelry. And that was, oh God, that was 14 years ago that I had that business. So, you know, I love making stuff. I've made outfits and dresses for my kids. I've made outfits and dresses for me. I have sewing machines and craft stuff and everything coming out of Wahoo. You know, so I know that I'm a crafty person and I know I can make something, but to make a product that's going to sell and make a retail business that's going to grow and make a growth business that's going to smash everything else out the water, it's a different mindset altogether and a different process altogether. And sometimes you have to look at that and go, okay, so I love making all these things and I can still make all these things, but what's that product that's going to change my life? What's that one thing, that's that one business that I'm going to do that takes me from being a crafter at a school fete to a business owner with my own store that's doing workshops for people and who are giving out these fantastic products and are showcasing these products at exhibitions. And it sounds like, oh my God, I'm never going to get there. Like, that's not the place for me. I thought that, and I got there in less than 18 months by just focusing on who I was, who my products are, who I was directing my products to as well. It's really important to know your customer base so that you know that they're going to react to your USP just as much as you have, you know, so that they've got the same values as you and the same beliefs as you. It doesn't have to be complicated, but it has to be real. So having those visions, knowing what you're aiming for, knowing what you're growing to, knowing what you want in the future, and dream big. Like, why not? You don't have to resign yourself to the fact that you'll be doing school fates for the rest of your life. You can make a profitable business. You can make a fantastic business. There's some businesses that I follow that are absolutely amazing and I love them, and they are handmade businesses. If anyone's ever seen the Cambridge Satchel Company, it's a handmade business. You know, if anyone has ever seen the Bathing Beauty Company, handmade business, the owner is absolutely amazing. I've met her at an event. She was fantastic. And she was a doctor who saw something in skincare and went, I can make this skincare better and I can make it more natural and I can make it in a better way. And she lives in Wales and she did. And now not only has she got a successful business that's now global, you know, she's going to all these different events, she's doing all these things. It's still a handmade product. It's still a small, close-knit team. But she's going out to all these different places and helping all these people because she saw a gap she knew she could help with, so did it. She's not long had her B Corp as well. So, you know, the B Corp means that they're doing good for the business, but they're also doing good for the community. And it's an amazing thing to get. So there are companies out there that have 5 or 6 employees that are still small, close-knit businesses that are all handmade that are smashing it worldwide. So dream big. What would you want this business to be? Where would you want it to go? You know, do you want to retire your husband? Do you want to retire your wife? Do you want to be able to have a small team of people? Do you want a shop? Whatever it is that you want, look at that and then apply your values and your beliefs to that. and work backwards from there and find what your USP is. What's going to make you stand out from the crowd? Why should people buy from you instead of from anyone else? And once you have those details, you'll be able to put it out there into the world and find your tribe, the people that will truly buy your products from you, will truly follow you, that will be there for you throughout the whole of eternity. So I hope that helped. If you have any questions at all, if you want to know any more about how building business, international business, all of that, please drop me a message, drop me a message in the comments, send me an email, and hopefully I'll be able to guide you through what I did and how I became international in 18 months by just actually knowing what my vision was, knowing where I wanted to be, knowing why I was unique, and telling everyone about it. Okay, guys, that's another week done. I will see you all soon. Take care. Bye.